Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
Want to thank Izzy, this is the Gold Amplifier, for supporting the show. You could do as Izzy has done and go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. And support Free Talk Live. I have now verified completely and as true as I can possibly make this statement, the AMP program is completely safe. No. Yes, the Federal Bureau of Investigations and a joint thug task force came to the Free Talk Live studios, but they did not mess with the AMP program. So you can go and AMP at amp.freetalklive.com safely and comfortably. It's amp.freetalklive.com. As Izzy has done. Thank you, Izzy. And also Scott, who is a gold amplifier. I missed mentioning Scott on Thursday night. So there you go. Thank you, Scott. One of the strangest things I've heard in the news is that now you have to either get the COVID vaccine or die in fiery lava.
Jab or magma? Your choice.
Magma.
So the article sort of quotes an ABC article here saying... Caribbean St. Vincent Island volcano erupts after 16,000 people evacuated. An explosive eruption of the La Soufrière volcano in the Caribbean has rocked the island of St. Vincent following mandatory evacuation orders from local government. More than 16,000 residents have been evacuated as volcanic activity increased ahead of the eruption, which took place on Friday morning local time. Evacuees have been given temporary homes on cruise ships and in safe parts of the island. Evacuees told to get vaccinated. The new eruption followed mandatory evacuation orders issued on Thursday for people who lived near the volcano. So day before this thing erupts,
yeah,
is when these mandatory vaccinations
orders go out.
Yeah.
It's like they're like, hey, if we have all these people in the boat, we can have a COVID outbreak and somebody would be responsible. And I don't know what. Yeah. I mean, this is... It talking about putting the cart before the horse,
as right?
It were. The heart before the course.
this article. Let's see here.
Clearly, they're not putting their heart before anything in this.
This article from What's Up With That? WATTS says, I don't blame the rescuers. They are doing the right thing, putting their very expensive ships in danger to rescue people. Volcanic ash could easily cause millions of dollars worth of damage just by landing on the ships.
Yeah.
Or by getting sucked into their engine air intakes. So they deserve recognition for their courage and compassion. What I blame is the world's obsession with COVID.
Yeah.
In normal circumstances, people are just evacuated from a deadly disaster zone. Nobody refuses anyone because they might get sick. Sick people are given medical attention if required. But because the world has become obsessed with a disease which kills up to 1% of victims, there is a real possibility that people fleeing a natural disaster will be told they have to stay and die unless they receive an experimental and potentially life-threatening medication.
Right, and who knows? I tend to think the vaccines are probably fine, but... you shouldn't be forced into a situation like that. That's some weird stuff.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, under any normal circumstance, like leprosy. Leprosy outbreaks don't receive this kind of scrutiny.
No.
We don't say, oh, nope, you're sick. You have XYZ illness. Oh, that nope, you've got the Ebola. We can't let you on the cruise ship out of the lava because you have this.
Rabies is a far, far, far more dangerous illness than COVID. And we stopped petting each other's dogs over COVID. Not rabies, which we've had all along.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, people just lost their minds. They just lost their minds, that's all. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to fix it. I don't have any ideas. Let's go to the phone calls here unscreened. Free Talk Live, what's on your mind? Free Talk Live.
Yes, guys. Well, the boys in jail are on my mind. Other than that, I was going to ask you guys if you had come across a story on Decrypt, an internet website titled "Bitcoin is a Boon for Surveillance," says
yes.
Former CIA director Mike Morrell. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have seen that story, actually. And Bitcoin is, you know, now that it's become so popular, I don't think they ever imagined this happening in the beginning. But now there's a lot of computers that are at work trying to do what they call forensics on the blockchain. And by the blockchain they're talking about is the Bitcoin blockchain. And trying to find out, you know, who's got what, you know, crypto and that kind of thing. Only a computer can figure out. Because don't forget, when they say there's 21 million bitcoins, each bitcoin contains 10 million satoshis.
100 million.
I think it's 10. Anyway, we can argue the number. It doesn't particularly make a difference. I don't know what that number of 21 quadrillion or whatever that number is, but that's a lot of units to figure out who's got what. And only computers could figure that out. So, yes, Bitcoin is a boon for the surveillance state in many ways. And it's one of the reasons that I look at cryptos Monero.
Compared to what? So, and it's definitely worth pointing out that Monero, Zcash, these are cryptocurrencies that are actually anonymous as opposed to semi-pseudonymous. But compared to what? So the normal way of paying for things, you have to have a bank account.
It's true.
Okay, so once you've got the bank account, okay, you've got your social security number, you've got your driver's license, all of that information is in there.
Yeah, they're far less. It's far less transparent than say the banking system as it exists. Go ahead, Jet.
Yeah, they said in this story that, quote, tracking illicit Bitcoin transactions is therefore easier than tracing illegal funds moved across borders using traditional banking transactions, and far easier than trying to follow cash.
One
source in the report was quoted saying that if all criminals use blockchain, we could wipe out illicit financial activity.
Well, I think that should be brought up in the Crypto Sixes trial. You know that because what they're going to try to do is to say Bitcoin terrorists, you know, these sorts of things. But you're absolutely right. This is a great article for what we got going on.
So now, did they say if all transactions were in Bitcoin, then they could wipe out illicit transactions, or if all transactions were in cryptocurrency?
It says Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It's so if all criminals use blockchain, which is, you know, Bitcoin.
No. That's
they claim that Monero.
That's a big difference. Blockchain is one part of cryptocurrency.
It's a type of tech.
Right. It is one part of the tech that runs a cryptocurrency. And it's very, very important. Everyone out there, you have to make a distinction between these things. There's electronic currencies, there's blockchain, there's cryptocurrencies, there's Bitcoin. They're trying to lump all these together as if they're one thing.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah. Caller?
Well, they single out, I encourage you to read that. It's decrypt.co. is the website.
And, yeah, I did see it.
Yeah, just search Bitcoin is a boon for surveillance. That's Mike Morrell, who's the acting CIA director for Obama and George Bush.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 6160, 603-283, 6160. Got the article here from decrypt.co. The point is a boon for surveillance, says former CIA director. Free talk.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
Indeed. Peakless, thanks for coming in tonight. Appreciate that. Richie, we believe he has the COVIDs.
Turns out it's a disease that's going around.
Yeah.
And it's killing a whopping 1% of us.
Well, that's if you include people over the age of 65. I don't know that we have anybody over the age of 65 on Free Talk Live.
Oh, there is that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have an... I've joked off the air, maybe even on the air, that I'm going to go out and look for another strain of COVID so that I can lose some more weight. I lost 15 pounds in 5 days. I need another, maybe drop another 10. It'd be nice.
Well, I've heard from The Onion that if you just pick at yourself long enough, that's another weight loss,
Pick method. At yourself?
Yes, just, you know, pick at your skin, ugh, you know, continuously.
It's disgusting. Free Talk Live.
One way to lose weight.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Let's go to Robert calling in from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Robert. This ain't Robert. This is Fred.
How did that happen? This is Pat from Northern Michigan. That's really weird.
That is weird.
I was going to test the trolls. They busted me.
What happened?
I called you guys like 5 times when this virus first hit, right? Uh-huh. And I got through as Fred from Hillman.
Yeah.
A couple times. And then there was some internet troll. And I remember I called and I told you the stories about the Billy Goat Gruff?
Yeah.
We got to keep them damn trolls under the bridge. Hmm. But anyway, 3 times I got busted by some inner tube underwear living in his grandma's basement boy. And it just tickled my Elmo.
What do you mean busted?
I thank you, boys. I do love you. What? Keep the peace.
Thank you. What's he mean by busted?
I'm guessing that someone who he called in under this Fred pseudonym.
Pseudonym, yeah.
And they recognized his voice and went, "You're not Fred.
You're whomever."
Robert.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. Let's just go to this call here. Maybe this is Robert. Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to mention to you that, you know, if you do deal in a virtual currency, I'm sure they probably keep a special eye out for you because they have a special question on the 1040 U.S. tax return. And it says here, at any time during 2020, did you receive, sell, send, exchange, or otherwise acquire any financial interest in any virtual currency, a yes or no? So if you were to check yes on that, I'm sure they would pay special attention to your tax return to make sure that they get all the details. Don't you think?
Well, virtual currency is really a contentious description. So as far as I know, the basic definition of what cryptocurrencies count as is not virtual currency, but as a commodity, much like eggs, gold, milk. Right.
Well, it functions like a commodity. So if you were to buy a bar of gold on January 1st and sell it on December the 31st and you made $1,000 in that year, then you owe short-term capital gains, as I understand it, according to what they say.
Right.
So that's a commodity.
Right.
Now, a virtual currency, what about Google Pay, Apple Pay, any of these things? PayPal. I mean, haven't people had virtual currencies? Isn't everybody supposed to answer that question as a yes? And if so, then what does that mean?
Right. I mean,
And I'm not a lawyer. So when they ask me to fill out these forms, and I don't know what their terms mean, and I answer the question wrong, am I now committing fraud and I'm in looking at 10 years in the pokey? You know, this is the problem with this the system. In Germany, Robert, if they want you to pay a tax, they just have you pay the VAT. You don't have to answer their invasive questions that they throw you in jail for afterwards.
That's a value-added tax.
Yeah. Did I say VAT tax?
You said VAT.
Yeah. A VAT is a VAT tax is a
value-added tax.
I know, but a VAT tax is so repeating yourself. Redundant.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, in Germany, it's the Mehrwertsteuer, and the Mehrwertsteuer has to be paid any kind of commodities, but not services or things like that.
Can you translate Mehrwertsteuer?
What's it mean?
Mehrwertsteuer. Mehr means more, Wert means value, and Steuer means tax.
Okay, so value-added tax.
I believe it's pretty much equivalent to our sales tax. In other words, they don't believe it applies to newspapers and lawyers and physicians and things like that. But on the other hand, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, just virtual currency, I think they're trying to I think that could mean all the kinds of currencies about which you were speaking, but I'm really not sure, and I certainly wouldn't want to get into big trouble with them, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, they're awful people. That's you're absolutely right.
This is why, like, if you are planning on filling out your tax returns, my advice is don't. Get someone who knows what they're doing, or at least pretends to know what they're doing. That way you can say, hey, it wasn't me, it was H&R Block or whoever.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's scary stuff.
I mean
they're asking you about virtual currencies. Well, what's a virtual currency?
Well, maybe it's that thing China has.
And don't forget, this is really, 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 really important. Back in the 90s, when Microsoft had its groundbreaking, you know, case on intellectual property, and they lost, and Bill Gates got, you know, they grilled him and all that stuff. They were abundantly clear in the opinion from the court, is that code is speech, and Bitcoin is code. Cryptocurrencies are code. They're code that the government doesn't control. And that means that they're just speech. Mm-hmm. So are we talking about tax on speech?
It's very much a tax on speech.
Because I thought we had free speech.
Well, I'd like to think that. But I keep getting all this evidence to the contrary.
Indeed. The number, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Now I'm just doing on-screen calls. Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Who's this? Speak now or forever hold your peace. I think there's something wrong with the phones. I don't know.
That definitely appears to be the case.
Yep. Yep. If I can't hear you now, I won't be able to hear you otherwise. So... try it again. The phone lines don't work the same way they did prior to the FBI coming in. And I can tell you, Aria has chased this down like she's chased down womanhood. and tried to make it, work. And
yeah, remember what I was talking about a second ago about evidence to the contrary as freedom of speech?
Yeah.
Because here we are. I mean, what could you want in a freedom of speech outlet? We let any old buddy call in,
right,
talk about whatever they want
to
talk about.
The FBI agents can call in anytime they want at 603-283-6160 and say whatever it is they want. Apparently, they'd rather just send in knuckle draggers to pull the wires out of the back of our phone codecs here. And the results have been, less than stellar for us, I got to say.
And, of course, there's my favorite impingement on freedom of speech. Well, we're not going to tell Google and Facebook to take your post down, but we are going to threaten them that if they don't censor enough, we're going to remove our protections.
The number, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Don't forget to check out thecrypto6.com about the FBI raid here on Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says half of all Americans 18 and older have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Sunday that about 130 million people 18 and over have received at least one shot. About 84 million people, a little more than a quarter of all Americans, have now been fully vaccinated. The CDC has received some criticism of late for issuing new recommendations regarding precautions that fully vaccinated people should continue to take. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC's Meet the Press the reasoning behind the recommendation that vaccinated people continue to mask up.
You might get infected and get absolutely no symptoms, not know you're infected, and then inadvertently go into a situation with vulnerable people. And if you don't have a mask, you might inadvertently infect them. Now, there's a small risk of that, but it's there. The other thing is that there may be variants that are circulating.
This is USA Radio News. The surge in illegal crossings on the southern border continues. Brandon Gunsell reports.
Customs and Border Control is continuing to see a surge of migrants crossing the southern border. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd has this to say to Fox.
We also have to look towards the future. I mean, as long as we continue to release people into the United States after they violate our laws with no consequences, people are going to continue to come. That's the simple fact.
According to reports, agents have apprehended more than 1,600 migrants over the last 24 hours. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunsell.
And police in Wisconsin say they've arrested a suspect in a shooting at a Kenosha County tavern that killed three people and injured at least three more. Police say the suspect was a patron who had argued with management before leaving and returning early Sunday morning to begin shooting. Authorities say the tavern was very busy at the time of the shooting. The suspect is facing charges of first-degree intentional homicide, but police say that additional counts could be added later. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. They call in, but our lines are occupied. It's Mark with you.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
I'll give you the number when the after we go through these calls. Forkfest. For those of you who want to go to Forkfest, which is basically 4th of July weekend, Independence Day weekend.
I just got my my campground reservation for that.
Yeah, that'll
be fun. I'm very excited.
And that's basically all you have to do, is go to Rogers Campground's website. You can find all of this at forkfest.party. That's the website, forkfest.party. And you'll find out all the information. We will be there. No problem. We're going to be there. Forkfest.party. Let's go to the phones. I got, let's see, Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, did we get through?
I think you're through.
All right.
Yeah, you made it.
A hard time trying to get in, but.
Hey, Robert, that accent of yours, where is that?
I mean?
Where, the accent of yours, where are you from originally?
I was originally born in New Hampshire, in Concord.
So this is what they call a Western New England accent?
I guess so.
Yeah, I think that's what I was thinking. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, so you guys were talking about Bitcoin earlier, and I know a lot of people out there are big fans of Bitcoin, but I've been a fan of Dogecoin for a long time.
Dogecoin's had a good week.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I mean, like a cold shower, fast in, fast out.
Yeah.
It's not worth holding on to, but there's definitely people making money off it.
Yeah, the Dogecoin's been a pump and dump scheme that's pumped and dumped probably 10 times over the last, 7 years or something like that. I mean, do what you wish, But do I'd say fast in, fast out, like a cold shower, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And then I also like Bitcoin Cash, too.
Mm-hmm. See, now that's actually worth holding on to.
So, I don't know, man. I mean, I've been hearing more and more that what they call second-gen cryptos are, although they have some real advantages over Bitcoin, that, you know, that the tech is just... It isn't as exciting as third gen, and it isn't first gen. Mm. So, you know, I from an investment standpoint, yes,
well, I think
Bitcoin Cash is the most useful currency, cryptocurrency that I can use here in Keene, New Hampshire.
So, I'll end it by saying I think we're going to see Dogecoin go to $10 by the end of the year.
I'll keep an eye out for it. I have never owned a Dogecoin. No one's even sent me one. I have no interest in these things, and you know, I won't promote it. So I, you know, maybe people just won't even, you know, they don't do anything with it.
I might Thanks accept for it for goods and services once.
Yeah,
but not twice. Now, for you know, since he brings it up, for investment purposes, there are two things that I like to look at for any kind of cryptocurrency whatsoever. Number one, is there somebody who can just make more of it?
Right.
Which, Dogecoin? Yes.
Yes, you can.
Yes, there is.
Yep.
Something like Bitcoin no. Cash, no. Zcash, Monero, no. the list no. goes on, Dash, et cetera, et cetera. Most of them, there's just not somebody who can make more of it. And number two, and this one has changed a bit here and there with some of the cryptos, is there a maximum amount? And if there's not a maximum amount, I am very, very sketchy on it. It's why I don't hold on to Monero. I'll accept Monero, I'll use Monero, but I will, again, fast in, fast out. I don't hold on to it as a personal choice because there's no absolute maximum. Although with that one, there is a maximum rate of production, which lends some stability. But, you know, the reason that you like having gold is because there's only so much of it we can get our hands on.
Right. It's the scarcity.
Exactly.
It's a big, big deal. Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, continuing to kill radio. Just the sound of my voice kills radio.
What? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Well, intense, man.
I'm sorry, David. We're going to have to kick you off and sue you and make sure that you never call us ever again and make sure you go to jail for trying to call us again.
Another radio station just did that today, yesterday and today. I'll tell you about it on a different day when they can hear it live, because they don't hear you today. And I'm the Pat from Michigan. I'm the one that busted him when he pranked you and called you in, broke your radio rules. So see, there you guys go making rules. You know, for the rest of us peons, you make rules. You can only one call a day.
Well,
to be clear,
when a private entity makes rules and in their own, you know, billowack, then you opt into those rules by participating. As opposed, because you don't have to call. There are millions of people in America right now, hundreds of millions, that are not calling Free Talk Live.
Which is just so sad.
Right, it is. It'd be nice to take, it's nice to have new and unique callers that have never heard us before. But, it's just one of those things that we've got a few rules, and those rules are, I've gotten rid of some of them over time. We used to have a ladies first policy here on Free Talk Live, and I'm like, that's just so early aughts. We don't need to do that anymore. And Ian agreed, and we got rid of it. So, yeah. At this point, one call away.
Definitely sexist.
I'm the one that busted you, Pat, the time that happened. All in good fun. And here's a fun one. Yesterday, Mark, I think you made a Freudian slip. You were talking about the cop shooting the kid in Minneapolis, and I wrote it down exactly word for word. And you said, and this is Freudian, I believe. You said the police trainer who pulled her gun yelled taser, taser, and shot him dead. So was that Freud or not Freud?
I don't know anything about the sexual proclivities of the police trainer that accidentally shot that 20-year-old in Minneapolis. So, you know,
right, best
to her. I think it is unfair to compare her to a whore because whores engage in strictly voluntary activity.
Yeah, well, I'm not the one that said it. Mark's the one that said it. Mark called her a whore. I didn't. So, but back to Killing Radio. So, I was complaining about the KENN, Ken, program that, the acronym for their program, the Four Corners Car Talk, FCCT, which, sounds like a word you can't say on radio if you were to say it out, that they had the Sheriff Ferrari on there and then, we're not letting you ask him questions directly, but if you wanted to ask a question, you could call and tell the producer your question, and the producer would tell the host your question, and the host would tell the guest the question, and then the guest would answer your question if it was indeed still your question that you asked.
Yeah.
And Albuquerque, you got
that's KK. Just lazy talk show host stuff. I mean, it's like, I don't want guests to get mad, and, this just helps me come up with better questions.
Yeah, but in Albuquerque, you got another dude, TJ Trout, does it even more. Every single day, TJ Trout, Brandon Vogt, Brandon Hagany, and Sheriff Darren White, they have the afternoon for like 4 or 5 hours. And every single day, literally, every single day, they have state electeds and state employees, county employees, county electeds, city electeds. Every single day, they have at least one, usually more than one, and they do the exact same thing.
The reason they do it is they don't want to lose this running ability to interview these folks. Once these slimy politicians start getting their feet held to the fire, then they're not going to want to be on that show anymore.
Yeah, well, I call the politicians up after the show. I'll call them up. I called one just the other day and clued her in. She didn't have a clue. I said, when you hold a public office, that office belongs to the people, and we pay your salary. And then you go on there and you provide content for them to sell advertising again.
Yeah, it's an issue. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, David. The number is 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Get in for the final segment of Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The final segment there, Peakless Mountaineer.
It is.
It is. Mark with you.
And as you mentioned, Peakless Mountaineer.
Indeed it is. So, we'll just take the calls unstreamed here at 603-283-6160, should you wish to call in. But it was mentioned on the air, and I don't want to, Peakless, I know you have a really great story. I don't want to use it up. We can talk about it. It's an evergreen one.
Well, you had a great story that is a little less evergreen about something about stealing houses to build walls.
Yeah, we have that. I'm going to go ahead and jump in on this. Bitcoin is a boon for surveillance, says former CIA director. So this is from decrypt.co. In brief, the narrative that criminals are using Bitcoin for illicit activities is overstated. A new report by former CIA director Michael Morell argues government agencies should make better use of Bitcoin's technology as a forensic tool, he said. The technology behind Bitcoin is a boon for surveillance and shouldn't be shunned by governments, but embraced, according to an ex-CIA boss. Michael Morell, who was previously the CIA's acting director, said in an analysis of Bitcoin's use in illicit finance that blockchain technology is powerful but underutilized, forensic tool for governments to identify illicit activity and bring criminals to justice. Now, I don't know when he says criminals who he's talking about.
Well, because given that he's a CIA guy, I presume that what he means by criminals is people who do things that are against the statutes of the given area.
Right. And for me, a criminal is somebody who harms someone else. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of people, you know, use that as their functioning definition, and then they hear this and they think, you know, so I don't know.
Well, no. That's an important thing to point out, is that most people put these in the same category.
Right.
And the way that they think is, if it's illegal, then it's immoral. And if it's immoral, then it's illegal.
Indeed. And those that's lazy thinking. And you haven't been paying attention to these people for some time, if that's what you think. So
I wanted to point out, like, he says that it's underutilized. And this does tie into what I was saying about idiocracy, where you have these people that inherit a control mechanism that they know how to operate, but they don't know how it works. So when something like cryptocurrency comes along, they can't really update it. I mean, when you had the thugs rummaging through this place, they were looking for physical bitcoins.
Some were, certainly.
Some were, certainly not all. But, like, that is a great example of how far behind they are on this.
Yeah.
Where because you know how to operate this technology, but you don't actually know how it works, you can't update it when you are facing something new.
It also shows just how bad their planning and management is, as if some of them were looking for physical bitcoins and thought they could pull them out of the wires of the back of a broadcast stack, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And others were looking for virtual currency hardware wallets or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then it just shows how bad they are at all of this. But what this shows is that so here we have Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
Schrodinger's blockchain, because at the same time that Bitcoin is used by terrorists and drug dealers, it is also a powerful forensic tool for the government. Says Michael Morell, former head of the CIA.
Now, what I get about this is that when you have this wallet address, if they can connect that to a person, then they have an absolute record of every single thing that that person has done with this wallet address.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use that to go, okay, well, we know that this person is doing things we don't like, so let's investigate these other wallets that are moving to and from this person that we know that this wallet address goes to.
Yep. There's certainly a great deal of forensic work that they can do, and there's a great deal of things that people can do to obfuscate their crypto usage. There's a great wallet out there called Samurai Wallet for Bitcoin that allows you to mix at a low cost, and that means to sort of take your Bitcoin and, you know, shuffle it up with other people's and then pull your crypto back out. And it's a, you know, it's a pretty cool tech, but nonetheless, you got to know what you're doing. And not all, and as the former CIA director says here, is that it is overstated, the use of Bitcoin by criminals and criminal organizations.
Oh, by far.
The government hasn't even gotten into it. So how could criminal organizations really be into it?
So there's an old joke. A guy asks a philosopher, hey, how's your wife? The philosopher says, compared to what? But there's a good point there of like, oh, this is being used for this, this, and this. Well, compared to what?
Right.
Because if you compare it to U.S. dollars, oh, no.
Oh, yes. Right. Dude, U.S. dollars, euros, far more used for illicit activities.
For criminal activities by both definitions.
Right. So, you know, when you talk about Bitcoin, when you talk about U.S. dollars, the first thing you should think of, if you're using the logic that has been applied to Bitcoin, is drug dealers and, you know, human traffickers.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people who are using U.S. dollars and euros and these fiat currencies.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't think that at all.
No.
So, why? Because it's overstated, right? As a percentage of the transactions that are out there, it's not very high. Well, as a transaction of Bitcoin, Bitcoin transactions are, there's a lot of them all mm-hmm. day. And very, very, very few of them are, you know, criminal activity.
And
the criminals have moved on to different cryptos. They know far more than you do about cryptocurrency.
Well, and you have to think that, okay, if someone has a talent, then they are going to want to get the best payment out of that talent that they can. And in almost all circumstances, that does not mean working for the government. So if you have a talent for electronics, if you have a talent for coding, if you have a talent for working with blockchain, then you're probably not going to end up in the FBI, NSA, etc.
Indeed. It's right. You know, the government jobs don't tend to attract the most competent folks, because the most competent folks are going to make more money. They know that there's plenty to be had in the private sector, so why would they go to the public?
Exactly.
The report, co-authored by all these people, was ostensibly written as a defense of Bitcoin, a response to growing concerns about the illicit finance implications of the cryptocurrency ecosystem, published by the recently formed Crypto Council for Innovation, led by Coinbase and Square, among others. The report concluded that criminal use of Bitcoin is significantly overstated. Rather than being the currency of choice for criminals, it can be used to catch them. Put simply, blockchain analysis is a highly effective crime-fighting and intelligence-gathering tool, the report read. The reason the technology Bitcoin runs on the blockchain means all transactions are logged on a public, decentralized, immutable ledger. And this is true. And it's something you need to know when you're, you know, fiddling around with cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. If you're off on the Silk Road or some dark web website buying laws, rockets, and RPGs. I mean, the information that I've just given you there is so bad that you and you think these transactions are somehow safe. You need to know a bit more about Bitcoin before you go on.
I have what I think is a fairly decent analogy here. So now, one of the things that we're seeing in a lot of the media is someone will have made a tweet like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But because Twitter will hold on to all of the ones that they don't delete.
Right.
And you can go through that log. So 10 years later, you made an insensitive tweet and you lose a job opportunity or something like that. Now, something similar to that, but way more effective, is happening with the blockchain, where there is no deleting any transaction that ever occurred. So every transaction that you have occurred, there is a permanent record in multiple places.
Right.
So if 10, 20 years down the road, someone decides to go poking around a particular rabbit hole, and you're in that hole, you will be found out.
You could, yeah. I mean, if you haven't covered your tracks, yeah, that's absolutely true. And covering your tracks gets harder and harder. We didn't expect this from Bitcoin 10 years ago.
Right.
Free Talk Live was talking about Bitcoin in 2011, 4/18, 2011, we were definitely in that time frame talking about Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 years, here we are, 10 years later, we've learned new things. But 10 years from now, we probably will learn a great deal.
And that's part of why it's so vital that they do make forks off of Bitcoin that can incorporate new technologies and new programming.
Right. And, yeah, so, I mean, if you're looking for currencies to be skulking about on the internet with, I would be looking at Monero as opposed to Bitcoin.
Or Zcash.
Yeah. I don't know that much about Zcash. I mean, that's like, you know, everything I've heard is Monero is the pinnacle. But what do I know? The number. Oh, I'm giving the number. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Also, check out thecrypto6.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.